Mobile listening.
AP, good morning, Patrick.
Four, I think it was LNP. That's a pilot, N4, RLX.
Yeah, I didn't get all the call signs, sorry. This is KM4NAP. Ed.
Usually hear you and some others talking this time of day. I happen to be on 385 this morning, and I thought I'd pick up the mic and see if I could ring someone up. This is, I'm out down here next to Ware Shoals Mobile. Hope you're having a great day so far.
Not so good. Just delivering newspapers, trying to get that done.
Usually listen to the conversations early in the morning and don't take part in them, but, I usually hear you and one or two others in there in the morning. It's kind of like an expected ritual. Good to hear you. I thought you were the one that was delivering papers. I'm on my way over to a business there near Fountain Inn to pick my daughter up. That's got me on the road now trying to keep her working.
Here's on there. On the radio, come on in and join us. Don't sit back. Don't be shy.
Take a little time to get over. I've not been back in amateur radio very long. I've held my license now for a little over 30 years, but I've been working and recently retired. And so I'm gradually getting back into the groove of conversation and radio operation. Once I kind of get over the hump, I might be the most talkative one on the radio.
Problem.
Well, yet, or where are you on your route?
I'm in Clemson.
Okay, I hadn't caught on to that. Well, that's great. The repeater's working good. The little rig I'm running is I think it's a 7950, something like that. It's a dual bander. But this repeater is a great repeater. I've been listening to it now for several months, and it does a great job.
Because I've talked on, I would say this is the best one.
There is light this morning. That helps. I'm a little hesitant to get on the radio too much and heavy. Well, depending on what the traffic is, I won't get on the radio. But this morning it's kind of light. But yet it's awful early too.
Seen many. I guess I've seen maybe 20 cars all night long.
It's both directions. It's not much. But as I get closer up to Fountain Inn towards Simpsonville, I can tell it. Usually this time of morning it's picking up.
Not too bad. I'm just glad it's not football season, because right now I'd be covered up in traffic. Everybody coming in trying to camp, everything, tailgate and everything else for it.
I know a little bit about it from the fact I had some years ago now. I had a neighbor that every time they were home, he'd take his big old travel trailer. Up the road, we'd see him heading out maybe on Thursday evening or sometime during the late day on Friday, and we wouldn't see him again until the following Monday. He was going over there somewhere and camping out.
Now, but they used to have places where you could pull your camper and sit there. Of course, you had to pay for space, but they stay covered up.
My wife wants about maybe getting some camping equipment or getting a travel trailer or something like that. And she says, yeah, that's okay so long as it's labeled Holiday Inn.
Camping, even in the camper, so that's something I ain't got to worry about.
Real quick, that she was going to lay her head in something that had four walls and was stationary and stayed that way. She had no inclination of hauling anything down the road hooked to the bumper of the truck.
Yeah, I've seen some that's been wrecked, and you look at it and say, and they want that much for that little bit of material.
I've seen them too where they were pulling a trailer, and in fact I worked with a fella that was pulling a trailer and said he knew he had a flat, but he couldn't figure out what all that other noise was. And he said when he finally got pulled over, he realized that the tire had exploded, and when it did, it threw pieces of the trailer and shrapnel up into the trailer itself. He said it looked like a bomb went off.
It's about that at all. My 25 years of law enforcement, I never had to work a wreck with one, but I've seen a bunch.
A local municipal or county? The reason I ask is my brother, late brother, was a highway patrolman here in South Carolina for 34 years.
Plumpson City for 23 and City of Pickens for 2.
My brother was a state trooper, and from time to time he had to come over to Clemson to help direct traffic. He didn't lay claim to it being his favorite activity, but I know years ago he said I got to go pull that duty again. And the way he talked about it, I think he had mixed feelings about it.
And it's a pain in the rump.
Like I say, he started out way back in the 70s, and he said, I heard him talk about the tailgating and so forth. You don't ask for it, you don't go by and solicit it, but he said you'd be walking by and someone would stick a plate in your hand with some barbecue on it, and tell you they're glad to see you. And he said then regulations changed, and he said if we got to where we'd had to avoid the tailgaters and avoid those areas, because of some of the noise that was coming out about something associated. So they just didn't like it as a policy. So some of us just stopped doing it. Just we'd walk around the place before we'd go through it.
Probably about the time that state senator had a trooper bring a trunk load of watermelons in his patrol car to Columbia. That caused a big stink. That's what got it started.
That's interesting. I didn't know about that, but I know that he told me, he said, no, we can't do that. We can't do a lot of other things. He said it doesn't look right. It's counter to policy. And he said, well, he said, I like the job. He said, I'll just abide by it. But he said, he learned early on, he said, he'd go into a restaurant over there in over the other half of the state, over towards the coast, and said he didn't solicit anything. He just sat down and had a plate, and said the manager of the restaurant come up to him and said, look, he said, from now on, he said, if you'll come back towards the kitchen, he said, I appreciate you sit there. He said, kind of out of the way of the other customers, he said, and we'll take care of you. And he said, and he looked at him odd, he said, and he just let it go until he asked for the bill. And the guy said, there ain't no bill. He said, well, there ought to be. He said, I don't eat for free. He said, no, we'll cut you a deal. He said, I'm not looking for a deal because I'm not going to cut you one out there on the highway. And the guy said, I ain't worried about that. Thanks for identification. Anyway, he said, we had to watch that kind of stuff. He said, that could get out of hand. He said, that wasn't what we were about.
But a lot of restaurants around here give them meals at half price. As long as they do it for fire, EMS, and law enforcement, if it's for all three of those and they do that, then there's really no big issue. At least that's what the state told us years ago.
He said, we knew better than they expected. He said, you don't go at it like that. He said, that'd get you in trouble. But he said, man, he said, I had many a meal at a reduced price. He said, and face it, he said, We weren't the highest paid people in the world.
Started, I was taking home $90 a week and had two newborn sons.
See what he was doing. I just know that he would do work on the side, you know, carpentry work and plumbing work to augment his income.
Two side jobs the whole time I was working law enforcement.
It was a common practice. And it seemed widespread, so I'm not surprised at that. Some four-way stops over here at Fountain Inn, just step by. Furlex. Anyway, they, I had to get through some turns there. My daughter, her husband, their car, they had a wreck in it last week, tore it up. She's a temporary over here at a company off of I-85, and I'm having the privilege of being the chauffeur until we can get her another car.
Done that. I still help them out. I pick up grandkids after school every afternoon and keep them. So I know what it's like helping out the family.
Great situation in other respects, Ken. I've got custody of our grandson, our only grandson, the only grandchild, and that keeps us busy, keeping him in school and keeping him going too.
And that's what keeps you young.
That keeps us busy. Never a dull moment. And he can come up with you know, stuff I never would have thought of, but it does keep us going and interacting with the school and keeping him up and going. It probably keep us young.
Hey, Friday. Yeah, you don't have time to sit down and get old when you got kids in there.
He's a bright young boy. He's 7 years old, and He never fails to come up with something new to entertain us. Something at school, something he's come up with otherwise. And he's a second grader reading at a third grade level.
He's very intelligent. But I've got 11 grandkids and 3 great-grandkids.
Believe me.
Granddaughter, she's 3, and I'm going to tell you, now she is a handful.
This will be the only one I ever have, but he, like I say, it's 24/7. When he's awake, he's wide open, and when he's asleep, he's off. It's all or nothing.
But she is. She's country redneck from the ground up. She don't like wearing shoes outside. She won't wear them in the house. And you hold up a dress and she'll tell you no right quick. She wants her blue jeans.
Shoes on. His name's Caden. We can't keep shoes on him. He won't wear them. He wears them to school, and as soon as he comes in the door, they're off, and they don't go back on until the next morning. And he doesn't like clothing. He's warm-natured. He's very warm-natured. And my wife and I set up. He won't tolerate it. He'll strip down to near nothing.
They did the same thing. When they got home from school, the shoes went off and the clothes went off. They ran around the house in their boxers.
Sounds familiar. That's the way we are. For a minute. Let me clear for a minute while I take care of some housekeeping here with letting my daughter know where I'm parked. It's N4RLX.
Here, be careful. N4 and they feel be clear.
Can't see mobile.
4NAP, good morning, sir.
Good. How's your run going this morning?
So good, I'm on time, but I've got to wait on a carrier now in a few minutes. I've got to call them. They failed to send their paycheck up. I had to go get it and bring it to them.
That's not good.
Carrier on their way to come get their check. So I'm going to be sitting and building papers.
Noon by 6, won't you?
Be. If I'm any later than that, it might be about 10 minutes, but I shouldn't have no problem. You got facing you today?
About today and Monday, so it'll be pretty hectic.
Yeah. And man. Good birthday.
We all got over together at his mom's place. And, he had his favorite meal, and we did some gifts and stuff, and I think he had a good one.
And the boy works hard, and he seems to be a real good daddy, so he deserved it.
He definitely puts in a 200% day every day.
I learned that.
I learned that from his dad. I mean, he's always been a hard worker. Learn it from the instructors of today. I mean, good grief, you can't get anybody that wants to work.
They're sending out another check.
Break the system as fast and hard as they can. And I think it's ridiculous.
Stand up and get rid of them.
We got no business giving checks out. That coming out of mine and your money. I stopped at a Chinese restaurant yesterday on my way home just to ask her how she's doing and business was doing, and she said they were doing steady, but that every supply for the restaurant, all her supplies went up 50%.
Surprised on that at all. About everywhere.
In building supplies, I might have told you this the other day. I went to get some plywood for a chicken house, and the 3/8 OSB was $37.45, and I couldn't afford the half inch sheet, which you don't need it, but I'm glad I ain't got no building projects right now.
Picture on Facebook with lumber everywhere, just sitting in a rail yard. And the caption was, wonder who ordered this lumber and why ain't it moving?
Article where some of these lumber yards are trying to stock up on stuff so that they've got the product to move. But who knows what the real story is. I just know if you need any pressure treated or any plywood, you better have a little bit of jingle in your pocket.
My price, I mean, it was on sale, and it was $94.95, I believe.
To pull the trigger on the slinky. I'm going to call those people and ask them if I got three. That'd be one for you, one for me, and one for Tim. If they wouldn't cut us a deal, if I get a chance today at lunch, I think I might do that.
Let me know what I owe.
My money, and you ain't planning on spending it, but I thought I'd see if I couldn't get us a deal. I'll let you know, and I'll text you that other stuff today, too.
Somebody sent me a message trying to sell me some CBD.
Yeah, I'm kind of mixed up on that. You know, I've tried it. It did help me sleep better. But, it never got rid of my back issue. You know, it's supposed to help you with the pain, which I did get a new bed, and I slept in it last night. And I do feel better than I normally do in the morning. I'm not so groggy when I get up. And I didn't feel my wife get to bed. I had a bunch of company over. I went to bed at 7:30 because I didn't sleep the night before, but, I think that bed's gonna do me good.
They pay for ID. It ain't one of those vibrating beds, is it?
Oh, that was like an extra $500 to get the vibrate bed. I didn't need that. I don't need that.
Time the grand boys over, just have them grab the foot of the bed and shake it.
This is one of those Tempur-Pedics that, you know, you can't feel anybody. Put a wine glass on it and have the kids jump up and down the bed and it's not supposed to feel.
Like seeing real life.
Well, I can tell you, last night, normally, I despise my wife staying up after I go to bed, because when she gets in the bed, it wakes me up, and it takes me a little bit to go back to sleep, but last night, I never knew she got in it.
It'll help you back out.
This morning, I didn't have any back pain. Normally, I'd get up, I got a little bit of pain back there, and a hot shower normally works that out, but I noticed this morning I didn't have it. We'll see. I mean, it'd take a month or two for it. I really can tell if that thing's working or not. And we got like 180 days. You can send it back and get another one, different firmness, which this one right here is medium. But I wouldn't want nothing any harder, and I'm not so sure that I'd be okay with anything much softer than this.
Just a second. See, I'm back. I got them their paycheck, and they're happy.
You know how it is when your paycheck come in late.
Figured out how I wound up being the paymaster.
I trust you.
I reckon that's what they do today. I wouldn't take nobody's paycheck away from them for nothing under this world. Clinky antenna. If they cut you a deal, just let me know and I'll get the money to you. Play with that thing myself. And the height of that 6 foot.
Like about it, it is. Seem like it's gonna be pretty easy to deploy.
Good radio, antenna starts a radio, but the guy on the video, he lives on the west side of Dallas, and he talked to the guy in North Carolina on 10 watts.
Yeah, now that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I have it up playing with it. About to get together for a good evening.
Open. Because I don't think we can get the crowd in N2's the way they keep call ahead of time. I mean, I don't know that we can get a table big enough.
One way to find out, and that's call them and ask them. We're going to go to Charleston this weekend or next weekend. I got to go down and see the CPA and pick up my tax papers and stuff.
What in there?
Tax papers from my CPA. Permanent. All he does is small business and truckers that got their own trucks and stuff.
Oh, can't send those to you?
Go down and pick them up. I know what she's wanting to do. She wants to go down and eat at Hyman's, that big seafood place where all the actors and country singers and stuff eat when they in Charleston.
I guess worth the drive.
But you get plenty of food and it's good. We'll all have to pile up one day and go down there.
We'll have to make a stayover down there, won't we?
Come back in one day, because I don't have nobody to run this paper out.
We stayed in Charleston for 3 days. Did a bunch of tours down there, tours. That was fun. Then we went from there to Savannah, and we went on a couple tours there. That was fun as well.
This is in Charleston, but I guarantee you I would not want to live there.
I got a chance to see the Hundley.
I'd like to see that. caused it to sink.
What story goes, they think that they had the hatch open and a wave overcame them.
Like that new driver they hired, he's a young guy and he's a fireball. He wants to get it done and get home.
Y'all together?
Much been put on the back burner. We'll call you when we need you. Get the printer to insert our papers for us.
For us? Yep, folks.
Putting them in the White House.
We
went out to eat last night at that Mexican restaurant, talking to the owner, and he was saying my old company and that, they begging for people to come. They don't have anybody to pack their product.
You can send them all those illegals that's slipping in the country and send them over and let them do it.
I got some good news from MFK. They built my phase noise cancer, whatever you want to call it, after, what has it been, 3 months now? Built them now, so it'll be in the next 2 weeks.
Do you have any QSO parties this weekend?
Yep. On the computer. I just been mentally tired when I got home, and I just been shutting her down.
Man, that, how did you meet with the bean counter go?
My daddy liked what I was doing, and that, so I was in good shape.
It turned out all right.
Sleep.
I was busy poking papers in the boxes.
I think a mag base inside of the car.
Good. I don't know if it'll radiate well, or that's what's unknown. I don't know if it'll do any good on the inside.
Get to the back floorboard and see what it would do. Upside down on the roof. On the inside.
I'm going to film it. I'm going to try to play around with it. And I've actually kind of thought put on the little plastic windshield coverings right on the edge. They kind of cover the edge of the windshield. I thought about running something up in there from a connector. If I could do like a little single vertical and just ground it to the body or something. I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Hanging from the roof, you know, mag base is hanging from the roof from the inside, and they appear to work all right.
Got my RF exposure, but I don't think it'd be a whole lot, especially from an HD. But, well, I'm going to have to go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm pulling into the parking lot now, so I hope you gentlemen have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll either talk to you over on the radio this weekend or Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3s, Andrew. Have an awesome day and a safe day, and maybe we'll catch you over the weekend. KN4TFW.
On that ARRL site and see the new safety regulation coming out from the FCC on May the 3rd. RF exposure, and you have to do a self-evaluation of your station. You only have to do it once a year, and it's on the honor system.
Try to test it, something that isn't available.
Say anything about buying anything, but I'm going to have to watch it again. I didn't understand everything she was talking about, but that's a new rule coming out on the 3rd.
Able to fine you for.
Said unless they have a complaint from somebody, they're not going to come in and check your station.
Need the 11 meter guys.
Put their hands up on them.
Tell me they got a, you know, they have several fish tanks over there where she works at. And one of them, it needed a few more fish, and they were having trouble getting fish.
Well, you ain't going to get much for it, especially after the government keeps handing out the stimulus checks.
You got one tank, it's got one big fish in it, but everybody says there ain't no fish in it because they can't ever find him, but he's really good. She said he's as big as a softball, but he's really good at hiding, and that he'll pick up the rocks with his mouth and stack them all up and everything and make him a hole to hide in.
Be a little shy.
people have tapped on the fish tank. What you got planned this weekend? Your band come in yet?
Come in yet. It's supposed to be here on the 1st. Today, I don't know. Is today the 1st?
Saturday, I believe.
Work 7 days a week. I can't even keep up with the date.
I know, that's right. If I didn't have to sign in every morning, it'd be tough for me.
Be here on the 1st. I'll get it going and get everything moved over. If I don't hurry up, I'm going to lose everything.
On a thermostat switch where it comes on and off at a, you know, at a certain temperature.
Mine. I can understand why two cartridges of ink for a printer cost more than that fan.
I had to pay things like $50.
It cost me $56. That fan cost me $35.
I got a big truck and I'm in a bad spot.
AP Friday. I said the cartridges cost me $56 and the fan cost me $35.
At HUS, that's where they get you at.
One of the cartridges I normally use, they were $75.
A printer enough to, you know, bother with. Maybe we print one thing a month, maybe.
Teaches Sunday school for the little kids, so she's always printing something off for them.
For the weekend, man, there's so many trucks out here, it's unbelievable.
I'm gonna get home for the weekend. I'm sure we're supposed to have rain Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
TV, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but that's probably, it may rain like it did this morning.
Enough to settle the dust.
Enough to bother with. It didn't even rain at the house. So it's like 30% chances in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, it's going to be like living in Florida.
Humidity's supposed to be bad next week.
Heat, I just can't handle the humidity.
Killer.
I'm dragging this morning. That coffee's going to be looking mighty good as I stumble through the door.
Ask Carol, I'll have it ready for you.
Say, she's still in bed.
Even make sure it was ready for you.
Hit it last night in that big old 45 cup coffee urn I got.
And 4 TFW.
25 cups at a time. Usually in the daytime, it's gone.
Eat that, maybe. Now, my cup's kind of big, but maybe three a day. Two in the morning if I'm off, you know what I mean, when I'm working, and then maybe one at work.
12 off of coffee, I believe. Coffee that I drink, I'm surprised I'm not big around as a pencil, but unfortunately, I look more like Jumbo the Elephant.
I hear you.
Got planned up for the weekend.
Work, I ain't cut the grass in almost 2 weeks, so I got to go ahead and get that knocked out.
Sure, Miss Susan's going to be on your hide. Clippings, or do you just let them fly out?
50. If it's pretty tall, I usually bag it so it don't look like junk. And that, but if it ain't too tall, I may just blow them.
Recommend thatching the yard at least every other year if you blow them out.
These are over it in the spring.
Good. You're good to go.
Yeah, I hear you. I got a clover in the backyard for some reason.
Plenty of deer to come visit.
Babies, finally.
Got plenty of bumblebees, but I haven't seen a honeybee around my house in years. My wife, she's wanting to get a beehive and be a beekeeper.
Thinking about it.
I just don't like getting stung.
Mess with you if you don't mess with them, right?
Or the flowers they're trying to eat.
Doing something about, you know, getting a hive and putting it out and then putting something in it to try to attract a swarm.
I heard of anybody having a swarm of bees. It seems like them going around spraying for mosquitoes and stuff is killing off the honeybees as well.
You're right about that.
The guy that lived up the road, he kept 3 or 4 beehives. He'd go in there and handle them without anything. And they were so used to him, and they wouldn't sting him or nothing. He'd go in there and rob the hive, and they're like, well, okay, we'll fill it back up. 7-3s, I'm here at the house. I'm going to go in and grab me a cup of coffee and wait on Mama to wake up and hand her the paycheck. So I will catch you hopefully over the weekend. You have a good weekend. Don't get out there in that yard and overdo it. And if I don't catch you over the weekend, I'll catch you Monday. So, KM4, NAP, sending 7-3s to you.
All right, 7-3, Ed. Tell Miss Carol we said hey, and hopefully maybe we'll catch you over the weekend. And that's all. I hope you have an awesome weekend. And I'm only a minute or two out myself. So enjoy your day, and I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW, I'll be clear.